This is KCUR 89.3. All this week during Morning Edition, former mayors of Kansas City, Missouri are offering their reflections and advice to Mayor-elect Quentin Lucas. Today, the only woman to have led Kansas City weighs in to offer her perspective.
I'm Kay Barnes, and I served as mayor of Kansas City, Missouri from 1999 to 2007. For me, my 8 years as mayor was a terrific experience. I wouldn't trade it for anything. One of the best things about it was the opportunity to work with so many other terrific people, staff, council members, people who work in city government, volunteers, community leaders, citizens. Just a wonderful experience. I'm very grateful for having been mayor. As mayor, there are always times when you are attacked, perhaps sometimes justifiably. Other times, at least in your own mind, you think that that was something that shouldn't have happened or wasn't necessary because it wasn't true in some form or another. So I think you do develop a thicker skin as a result. In contact with so many people and so many organizations, there are bound to be times when you want to lash out. You want to sever a relationship. What I learned was that even though I came precipitously close to doing so, in retrospect, I'm so glad that I didn't. Because in a couple of cases, if I would have taken an action that I was considering with someone, it would really have blown up in my face. When I first came into office, I was taken aback by the number of leaders in the African American community who did not trust me. I was puzzled by that. I didn't know what had caused that. I was, I think, naive in assuming that, of course, they would think I was okay. Some of them did not. And that was a great example, though, of over the months that followed, being willing on their part and on my part to sit down and talk with one another. I'm happy to say that in most cases, by the end of my 8 years in office, with at least some of those people, I had built some strong relationships. For the next mayor, the challenges will include some ongoing concerns, race relations, poverty, inadequate housing for some, the geographic size of Kansas City, which really presents some infrastructure challenges that are difficult to meet. There will always be the need for continued economic development. I think one of the biggest challenges will be for the incoming mayor to help as many people and organizations as possible understand that economic development is critical to the capacity of a city to develop the financial resources through taxes, not of individuals, but of organizational or business interests, to meet some of the neighborhood issues that can't be dealt with on their own. So I think there's a misconception among some in our community that economic development is only about money going to developers. Nothing could be further from the truth. I say to whomever is our next mayor, it'll be a great ride.
Former Kansas City Mayor Kay Barnes is now a professor and director for university engagement at Park University. This series was produced for KCUR 89.3 by Lynn Horsley. Tomorrow, we'll hear advice for the new mayor of Kansas City from Kansas City's oldest living holder of that office.